You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That you are you're a recent visitor to this country, or were brought up in the Brethren or something like that. My next guest is probably a lot of the reason you like what you like today. Please welcome into the studio, well, somewhere where he's very comfortable because he actually does a show here, Mr. Murray Kamick.
Good morning, how's it going?
Hi Murray, how are you? Nice to have you along on the breakfast show here.
It's so early in the morning, they're putting plants in Albert Park. I've never seen that.
That's what they do, that's how the plants grow. That's how they have to plant them first and then they grow into trees.
Yeah.
Amazing. Days like the sunny old days, good day for planting. Murray Kamick, please tell us your history, his story.
Yeah, my basic story is I went to Elam Art School and studied photography, then started Rip It Up in 77.
Magazine, Rip It Up.
Yeah, Rip It Up, yeah. And then indulged in Southside and Wildside Records and done a bit of writing since and done Land of the Good Groove in various decades.
Fantastic. And when you, I mean, you make it sound so... But it's like there wasn't any decent magazines back in those days, apart from Rip It Up. There wasn't any decent attitude towards visiting musicians other than what the record company wanted you to hear. I mean, Rip It Up's one place you could get a real life review, a real life interview, and it was you knew that when you picked up Rip It Up, which was free by the way,
yeah,
back in the day. then you knew that you were getting something that wasn't going to be a repeat of something written elsewhere in the world, which I think was a really. I found that very inspiring as a young man myself.
Yeah, well, we had some really good writers, and I really dread the fact that every sort of so-called website, which has replaced print, just seems to print to a company's press release,
See, that's just something you could have done back in the day before everyone could double-check you on the internet straight away, but you didn't,
No, well, we couldn't. We were accused of copying stuff out of NME, but sometimes our writers were just sort of NME fans, so they ended up with the same opinion,
But then again, this is a different... It's hard to explain that time as well. When Rip It Up was really chugging along, if you went to a concert and you wanted to get some photos from that concert that you went to, you either got them from Rip It Up, saw them, you know, found them at Rip It Up, or there was that guy Graham who used to take the photos and put them up in that shop in Victoria Street. Remember him?
Oh yeah, I do. He's around, going well, strong as
I remember they used to be the only people only way you could get a photo from what had just happened that weekend, you know, or something. What we're here to talk about today is AK75-85, your photography exhibition. Which is at number 10 Ponsonby Road, Black Asterix, from the 1st to the 22nd of August. And this is going to be a must-see for anybody that's a music fan, isn't it, Murray?
Well, yeah, your photography exhibition. We've got about 46 photos, which I've selected from... there's a whole lot of artists that I've, you know, photographed that aren't there, from Lou Reed to James Brown, but there's a whole lot...
Gloater, is what you are.
There's a whole lot of others, you know. I mean, the Iggy Pops and the Dolly Partons and the local scene, the Screaming Mimes and Proud Scum. I once put in Rip It Up Proud Scrum, but we caught it before it went to press. But I still have trouble saying the name.
tell me what I mean. What made you want to do a magazine where a photo of Dolly, having a story about Dolly Parton, was important as a story about Iggy Pop?
Well, that's 2 years into our process. Maybe we didn't think we were going to do a story on Dolly Parton, but I mean, she was talk of the town at the time. It's before 9 to 5, so everybody wanted to meet her. She is still a genuine...
But on reflection, it's awesome that you did a story about Dolly, because Dolly Parton is a phenomenon, and there's a lot of people who hold her in very high regard for all of her, you know...
Yeah, well, it was before 9 to 5, so there was no reason to not view her as, 1,000% authentic. And
apart from the massive hairdo and the boobs and that.
Yeah.
Well, it was all about that, though. But come on, it was all about that in the day, wasn't it?
She would say herself, that's authentically trashy. It costs a lot to look this cheap. Famous line.
The other thing is... She's a very short woman, see? So there's she's not a very tall woman, so I mean, she won't even say what her breast measurement is.
Okay.
What?
Well, you know, and the world goes around saying 32, da 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 da. She will not say. She's, you know.
No, but keep mysterious, isn't she?
Yeah.
But I mean, this is the same magazine that features Bob Marley and Proud Scum.
Yes.
I don't know if you realise, Murray, what an important magazine and what an important part of New Zealand musical history that magazine was. And as the editor of such magazine, how important you were you are to our history in this country.
I was
sucking up pretty hard there, wasn't I?
And once a week I remember that I put Leo Sayer on the cover.
Really?
Amazing.
What about the cover when you did Push Push with Belinda Todd holding the guitar?
That's an interesting one. But, yeah.
I have that copy of Rip It Up.
Why have you got that?
Because my father used to write for Rip It Up.
Oh, I see. Well, this is, what we're going to see at the photo exhibition, Murray, is a collection of how many photos? 45, did you say?
46.
46 photos.
Forgot one.
Which one did I forget? Wouldn't be the Ramones one with them, Ramone standing by the phone?
You know, the phone is so interesting now after all these years, and he's not very interesting, Johnny.
I know, that must have been their thing all the time. Do you ever think they had a good laugh together? Like, ha, 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 oh, that's a classic joke. Or anything like that.
I love
bands that have that po-faced look. You know, like.
But, you know, Johnny isn't alive to see Trump come to power. And, of course, Johnny would have loved Trump, I think.
New York City, eh?
Loves his Republicans. Loved his Republicans.
I don't know whether Johnny. Trump would have really... I don't know if we would have played at the inauguration. Imagine if the Ramones played at the Republican.
Well,
let's get back to the photography exhibition. You've got...
I'm sure three of the Ramones would not have played the inauguration.
That would have been funny, though.
That's a big word.
It is Ramones. You've got photos here of Bob Marley playing soccer. Similar situation. The only way I can connect it is the drummer from Faith No More, Mike Borden. And he was kicking a soccer ball around the town hall. He's got dreads, and he kicked me the soccer ball as well, so I can kind of relate to your story where Bob Marley kicked you a soccer
photos.
Ball.
I just chased the ball that went over the edge of the park and went and got it
For Bob them. Marley,
yeah,
though.
For Bob. And
for
he
Bob
said,
Marley.
Yeah.
It's for Bob Marley from Bob Marley. Yeah,
yeah, and
so
he,
you know,
said, do you want to play? Because I had to give him the ball.
To play.
And I said,
to play,
oh, no,
Murray.
No.
No, thanks. No, I'm just taking photos.
No,
no, well, I'm hopeless at sport. I would have injured someone, you know.
Hey, Murray, I mean, 75 to 85, you didn't want to go any wider than that? Didn't want to throw your photography? Were those the big years for photos for you?
Well, the thing was, in the mid-80s, we started to use photographers, or early 80s even. We were using Kerry Brown a bit, and then in the later years, we had Chris Major and Daryl Ward, and we were just using other photographers, because if you're going to take some photos middle of the afternoon, you're thinking about it during the morning, and I had other things to do and
busy
other
man,
things
busy
to
man,
think about.
Mm. And is this exhibition shown, has it been... Is this Australia? This was,
well, it was in Sydney first, because a mate of mine, George Hubbard, organised it. And initially, when I did the Flash Cars 2015, so at that point, this music one was booked in. So for 2017, and which seemed a long way away, but it sort of arrived quite quickly.
I saw that and I got quite jealous. I was like, oi, oi, how come they get it first?
Oh, well, there's an aspect. They are able to put it up unframed, and New Zealand wants to do it framed.
Right.
See, so I mean, we could not go. We have
antiquated
to,
country.
We have
that
to
we
go
are.
With the unframed version, because
yeah.
the gallery I'm at is one of the, you know, is a in Sydney, Darren Knight. That they, you know, will do weird installations and all sorts of stuff. So they don't mind things unframed. Plus, it's just realistic.
The poster celebrating the exhibition has got a fantastic photo, which anybody that's ever been to a gig in New Zealand and really and stayed right to the end,
and where,
for whatever reason,
where's the photo? There.
Is it really? Is
it's
it
the
rec centre?
Rec centre.
Just
there.
Right behind us. It's just out the window, right out the window, within a stone's throw, beer can's throw from here.
I know radio is not a very visual medium, but if you look on blackasterisk.co.nz, you will see the photo we're talking about. It's in the Auckland University Rec Centre, and it is the good dregs of a party.
But you know what? I know those two girls in that photo, I know they're off to the next thing.
Yeah.
Hey, they're not going home just yet. They're not ready to go home.
They're heading backstage, I think.
Good Lord. That's real
good
presumptuous. So, I mean, in the photo we're talking about is like, you've got two girls already, well, obviously, all ramped up for a night out. At the end of the show, the lights are on, everyone's left, there's beer cans all over the place, thousands of them on the floor. Clean-up crew cleaning them up, and the girls are just sort of picking their way through the cans, ready to leave. This is beautiful.
If you know photography, Murray was taking a photo of all the cans and the girls walked into the photo.
It ruined the shot.
Murray, did you ever think when you're taking these photos, there's a beautiful one of Iggy Pop, that's why we played Iggy Pop at the beginning, did you ever think that they would all end up in an exhibition?
Yeah, well,
on a wall somewhere?
Yes,
you know,
and no.
30 years after the fact?
Because I'd been at Elam, I definitely was thinking in terms of photo essays and photojournalism. So I'm not really surprised. I probably have tried to do an exhibition since about 1998. So you do realise you're lucky to have the situation where you've... In New Zealand, you had limited access, but at least you had some access, because when we arrived at the hotel room, which was the old White Heron, Iggy was in his pajamas, and so I managed to click a photo of him in his pajamas, just handing his guitar, putting his guitar in the case to EMI to go and get fixed. And he must have heard the camera, because I don't think I would have held it at waist high. And he just said, he turned around and said, "No photos in my pajamas."
Come on, Iggy.
Yeah.
He'll happily just get his cock out and do a dance in the nude or something on stage. But it's not my jammies. Out to Iggy. That's hilarious. Do you think, I mean, with the benefit of hindsight now, a different way that the big, massive recording artists were treated, the way, I guess, the buzz around an artist when they come to town now is so cloistered, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all... I actually find it quite fascist in a way. All the photographers' first three songs, herd it into a group. You've got a, you know, I don't do it now, but you get a, you know, a label, don't you? You know, and it's also fascist, the rock and roll industry, in terms of backstage and who does this and that. And it's organised to the point of, you know, a bunch of little Hitlers, actually.
Said Murray Kamak. But as we wait for our interviews, if we don't think that, do we?
Oh, yeah, we definitely got put in a pen the last time we tried to go backstage and interview a band. It was
put in a pen. That's a good way of saying it.
It was freezing,
but still within the end.
But
back in the old days of Dr. Hook. They
love Dr. Hook.
They used to put people, lock all the photographers in a backstage room that's put in a pen because the lead singer does naughty things with the microphone on the first song. Even Betty's still doing it.
And they don't
The eye patch?
I bet they've never been photographed anywhere in the world because they locked the photographers
up. This the guy with the eye patch?
There is no photos of Dr. Hook in my exhibition.
Is this are you talking about the guy? The guy with the eye patch? He gave us our Best Group Award, the 1991 Best Group Award.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Now I feel disgusted. All right, I'm going to wash my hands afterwards. So, Murray, the exhibition's on from the 1st to the 22nd of August at the Black Asterix Gallery in Ponsonby Road. Fantastic chance for anybody to... who loves music, which is everyone listening, I suppose, and all their friends, to go along and see some moments in time caught by your esteemed eye.
For the flush Thank among you. Us, are these for sale?
Yes.
There you go. If you've
Sorry,
suddenly
get,
come into some
get to
money.
That a bit
you
earlier.
To Silver Gelatine Prince and all that, but you should play some music.
Okay, so we've got a Ramones track, a Blondie track, and a Screaming Mimi's track.
I was going to play one of the tracks he played on the show on the weekend.
Oh, okay.
That I bought
Friday.
I just thought you might want one the exhibition, Mikey.
Okay, we can do that.
Now, let's wake everyone up.
All right.
So what do you want? Ramones or do you want Buzz Compass?
Buzz Compass.
All right.
But not all of it. The disco songs go on too long.
I heard Murray playing this on the show on Friday, and I thought to myself, there we go, it's that's right up there, right where I need it to go. Thank you, Murray. Murray Kamak, ladies and gentlemen.
Goodbye.
Murray Kamak. You think Neil deGrasse Tyson was important? Fucking hell. Can you buy photos even if you don't go to the exhibition?
Yeah.
Yep.
Took to the gallery, I don't do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, black*.co.nz.
It's 4 minutes to 9 o'clock on 95 BFM Breakfast. Do you want to do a little bit of an ad for your show while we're talking about it?
Oh, Land of the Good Groove, Fridays, 1:05 when I arrive, till 2. I'm trying to arrive on time.
Are you playing records anywhere in the near future?
Oh, I'm doing the Chamberlain, which is down at Britomart Precinct, Saturday night, 6 to 9.
There we go. Thank you, Murray.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.